他们是害怕、疑惑、忧愁。
And then I start with they have fear, they have doubts, and they were grieving.
然后我们可以看到他们的生命啊、如何借着主在复活中向他们显现，经历改变。
And then Jesus's appearance will also change these people's lives.
所以主的复活绝对是关乎我们的人生。
So Jesus's resurrection indeed is affecting everyone's life.
所以我今天的主题就是不要害怕，不要疑惑，不要忧愁。
So the title of my sermon is "Fear not, doubt not, and grieve not."
啊，我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你，愿你的圣灵继续大大的做工。
We thank you, Lord, may your Spirit continue to work in our lives.
感动我们的心。
So move our lives.
啊，认识到你复活的大能。
So we can truly know the power of the resurrection.
借着你的话语，我们来敬拜你。
And with your word, we worship you.
啊，愿你的圣灵带领我们下面的时间。
May your Spirit guide our following time.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen. 我们先来要看到第一点，不要害怕。
So the first is that fear not.
在马太福音28:26讲到，那时候地大震动，然后主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开。
So in Matthew 28, it says that there was a violent earthquake, and an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it.
那时候的天使的相貌如同闪电，然后衣服洁白如雪。
His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow.
那看守的人呢，就吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。
The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men.
然后天使对妇女怎么说呢？不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。
The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified."
他不在这里，照他所说的，已经复活了。
He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.
所以圣经就描述耶稣复活后，门徒出自看到空坟墓，看到天使，他们惊恐的状况。
So the Bible describes that the disciples first saw the empty tomb and saw the angels. They were afraid. They were terrified.
圣经中许多的场景都描绘了人们对超自然现象的这样的一个恐惧。
The Bible describes a lot of these supernatural events that brings a terror.
比如耶稣的门徒看见耶稣在海上行走，
example,
他们就以为见了鬼怪。
For example, Jesus walked on water, and then the disciples thought that he was a ghost.
他们就吓得喊叫起来。
And they screamed.
耶稣在登山边上时，当时有神的声音从云中出现。
And when Jesus was transfigured on the mountain, there was a voice from heaven.
然后门徒听见后就害怕跪伏在地上。
And then the disciple heard it and fell face down and terrified.
还有耶稣降生时，天使站在牧羊人的旁边。
And when Jesus was born, the angels showed up before the shepherd.
主的荣光四面照着他们，但是他们却甚惧怕。
And then the glory of God shone on them, and they were terrified.
所以我们的信仰不仅仅是关乎心灵，关乎道德，更是充满了超自然的神迹。
So our faith is not only about our spirit, our morality, but also these supernatural events.
如果你相信神的话，你就会相信未来会有更多超自然事情的发生。
So if you believe in God's word, you know that there is more supernatural events.
所以圣经怎么告诉我们？会有大灾难，会有敌基督，会有假先知，会有666的考验。
So the Bible says that there's a great tribulation, there's a false teacher, there's a antichrist, and there's also the mark of the beast that is going to test us.
然后路加福音记载到，最终有那么一日，天使都要震动，那时他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，驾云降临。
Luke 21. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for their heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory.
那个时候，我们也要有一个复活的身体，被提到天上去与主耶稣相见。
And at that time, we will have a resurrected body, raptured to meet the Lord.
所以耶稣的复活超出了人类的理解， 这是超自然的事情，但是对神来说却是自然的。
So the resurrection of Jesus is beyond our reasoning and understanding, and it's a supernatural. But to God, it is very natural.
这一切的事情都已在圣经中预告到，我们不知道会不会在这个世代就临到我们。
All these series of events have been prophesied in the Bible, but the question is that will they be fulfilled in our lifetime?
但圣经告诉我们，耶稣复活是那个初熟的果子。
And the Bible says that the resurrection of Jesus is the first fruit.
那我们陆续会要看到这些事情，很多的事情发生会让世人惊恐，但是基督徒却不一样。
And then these events is going to happen, it's going to terrify the world, but to the Christians, it is good news.
所以圣经怎么说？一有这些事，你们就当昂首挺胸，因为你们得赎的日子近了。
So when these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near.
弟兄姐妹们，你们预备未来会在你的人生会发生这些事情吗？
So have you prepared for the event that's coming your way?
或者你会想，哦，这太遥远了，根本不可能发生我活的时代。
Oh, this is too far away, who cares?
但是你要预备，当这些来的时候，你不要为此害怕。
So you need to be prepared so that you will be fear not at the moment.
门徒在耶稣被抓之后，他们就一直处在惊恐之中。
When Jesus was arrested, the disciples were living in terror.
因为迫害和被抓可能就要临到他们，所以他的门徒四散逃开，怕犹太人的这样的官府啊，也怕罗马人。
Because of the arrest and the persecution is coming, so they scattered.
我们的生活常常被害怕主宰，我们人生最大的害怕就是对未来的不确定性。
Because our life is being dominated by fear, because sometimes our biggest fear is in the uncertainty about the future.
如果你读新闻，你关心这个世界，甚至关心美国的话
，If you read the news, if you care about what's going on in the United States,
这个时代，包括今年，绝对有太多的不确定性，经济、战争，甚至你的身体，都要会让你陷入到这样的一个惧怕当中。
Because there's so many uncertainties in the news, in the economy, in the war, and even to your own health.That will very easily to drag you down to fear.
如果你陷入进去的话，哈，它就会蚕食你心灵的健康，它比病毒还要严重。
And then if you got dragged into it, then you certainly will be it will be unhealthy, and then it's worse than the virus.
它会让你生活在惊恐当中。
Because you will live in terror.
主耶稣复活遇见到他的门徒，他对他们说。愿你们平安。
And when Jesus was resurrected, he met his disciples and says, "Peace be with you."
他的门徒抱住他的脚来拜他。耶稣对他们说，不要害怕。
And then the women worshipped him, and then he said, "Fear not."
你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。
And then I said, "Tell my brothers and meet me in Galilee."
不要惧怕，因为他已经复活了。
Because fear not, because he has already resurrected.
我们的救恩将最终把我们从世人一切的不确定当中拯救出来。
Our salvation is to save us from all uncertainty.
世人说世事难料。
The world says that the reality is very uncertain.
但神的儿女可以确定的是，我们在主的手中，他必保守我们。
Because but for the children of God.That we are one thing for sure, certain is that our lives is in God's hand. He guards our life.
凡是临到我们的都有神的益处，他也绝不加到我们身上超过我们所能忍受的。
Whatever coming our way is all beneficial, and then whatever coming our way is going to be not going to be beyond what we can endure.
你就说，是死是活，我们都是主的人了。
To die or to live is a, we are all God's people.
罗马书怎么说哈？他说你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
Romans says that the spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we call Abba Father.
这位万王之王，万主之主。是我们的天父，我们称为他的儿子。
There's a Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, that we call him our Abba Father.
所以我们不再害怕和惊恐，作为上帝的儿女，不要害怕。
So there's no need for us to fear because we are children of God.
所以主耶稣的复活将根本解决我们人生的惧怕。
And his resurrection is to solve the problem of fear.
第二点，不要疑惑。
The second is that do not doubt.
在约翰二十章二十节讲到，十二个门徒中有称为迪图马的多马，当耶稣到来的时候，他没有和他们同在。
So this story in John says that now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the twelve, was not with the disciples when Jesus came.
所以门徒就对多马说，多马，我们已经看见主了。
And then the disciples said, hey, Thomas, we have seen the Lord.
多马说，我不看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又探入他的肋旁，我绝对不会相信。
But he said that unless I see the nail marks in his hands, put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.
多马不轻易相信别人的话，他要自己来经历。
Thomas does not believe easily, so but he wants to experience for himself.
但是别忘了同多马做见证的人都是跟他多年三年多在一起的这些好弟兄。
And all these people that has witnessed for him, these people are the good brothers for many, many years.
他们绝对是信得过的人。
These are trustworthy people.
然后这个后边又记载过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门就关了。耶稣又突然在他们当中。
And then a week later, his disciples were in the house again. Thomas was with him, though the doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among them.
然后耶稣所说的第一句话是什么？愿你们平安。
And Jesus said this first, peace be with you.
然后就转向多马，多马，伸过你的指头来，摸我的手。
And then I turned to Thomas and said, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand.
伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁。
And put it in my side.
然后说了什么？不要疑惑，总要相信。
And then he added, stop doubting and believe.
多马如愿以偿。但是神却责备他，不要疑惑，总要信。
Thomas got his wish, but Jesus said, stop doubting and believe.
那么多的见证人在多马的周围，这是他们对主耶稣的见证，主可以让多马相信。
These people, his friends were witness, and then the witness for Thomas, and Thomas should have just believed him.
主对多马的责备不是没有缘由的。主受难和复活的事，他在生前的时候已经告诉了门徒很多次。
Jesus rebuking Thomas is not unreasonable because he already told his disciples that he will be suffered and crucified and die.
所以几本福音书都讲到耶稣告诉他们的门徒他们要杀害我，但是第三日我要复活。
And then he will say that I will be arrested, I will be crucified, but I will rise again on the third day.
约翰福音还特别记载到二十章记载到先到坟墓的那门徒也进去看见了就信了，这是使徒约翰。
And then there was a disciple went to see the empty tomb. He saw it was empty, and then he believed, and that was Apostle John.
所以多马是门徒中最刚硬的那位了。
And then Thomas would be the probably most stubborn belief a disciple among them.
他听到最亲近人的见证也是不信。
Because he heard the most close friends their witness, but he did not want to believe.
如果你来到教会已经有很久，你也听过周围人很多的这样的一个传讲。
If you've been in church long, and then you have heard a lot of people talking about this good news.
你否像多马这样呢
？Are you like Thomas?
在我没觉知之前我就说主啊，你给我显一个神迹奇事，你在我面前显现一下，我就一定要相信你。
And when I was before I was a believer, I said, God, just show me a sign, and when I see the sign, I am going to believe you.
主没有用这样的方法。
But God did not use this way to show.
最后他改变我的心，让我在我的心中遇见了他。
And then he changed my mind, he changed my heart, and then I really met him in my heart.
今天主没有让我们看到他的复活，我们这里没有人一个人看到。
We have not seen Jesus' resurrection.
但是今天我们这里的大多数人都是借着圣经，借着彩云般的见证人，借着教会，让我们不要疑惑，总要信。
But all of us would believe through reading the Bible, through testimony of the people, and then that's how we became a believer.
今天我们不需要伸过指头来摸耶稣的手，探入耶稣的肋旁。
We don't need to poke our finger at his side or his finger.
而是借着信心来接受他，他活在我们的里边，然后圣灵和我们的心同证，我们是上帝的儿女。
But by faith that we believe, and then the Holy Spirit will testify that we are God's children.
然后耶稣怎么说呢？他说：“你因看见了我才信。”那没有看见我就信的是有福了。
And then Jesus added in this Thomas event, he said, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me yet have believed."
神迹奇事并不能让人真心的来跟随主耶稣。
All the miracles that you will see probably will not move you to believe in him completely.
最大的神迹奇事就是我们生命的改变。
The most wonderful miracle is that our lives being changed.
来看我们这里的每一个华人，我们来到美国来打拼。今天我们为什么要进入到教会来降服在主耶稣的门下
？And look at all of us, the Chinese. We came to this country and we try to make something out of it. But then we are here, and then our lives changed, and then we serve Him.
这是生命改变的明证。
And this is the evidence of our changed lives.
啊，我们这里的朋友，当你来到教会的时候
，And our friends, when you come to our church.
你看到每一个基督徒这样的见证
When you see the testimonies of these Christians
我们都不是完美的人我们都有很多的缺陷
We're not perfect We have our weakness and defects
甚至我们还会跟你来争论
And sometimes we even argue with you
甚至我们不完美的言语甚至还会来伤害你
And sometimes maybe unfortunately hurt you
但是你越过所有的这个话语和行为的表面你要来看我们的心
ButBeyond all the words, can you just look at our heart?
我们是真实的相信主耶稣，还是虚假的在跟随主耶稣
？Do we truly genuinely believe in Jesus, or we're just a fake?
我们的信心很简单
，because our faith is very simple.
不要再做多马了，所以今天就要来相信他。最好的日子，纪念主耶稣复活的日子。
So, can you not be Thomas anymore, and can you also just simply believe in Jesus? And on this wonderful day that you become a believer.
成为那有福之人
，so that you will be a blessed person.
不要疑惑，总要信。
Stop doubting, but believe.
记住，那不是我说的，那是主亲自对你的心说的。
I'm not saying that, but it's the Lord speaking to you directly.
我们再来看，在马太福音28章啊，讲到哈，他们的门徒见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。
And in Matthew 17.There's a verse that says that when they saw him, Jesus, they worshiped him, but some doubted.
这个疑惑哈是关于主耶稣复活后给他们颁布大使命的时候。
This moment is the moment that Jesus is about to announce the Great Commission.
他们可能在想哈，主耶稣复活了，那下面要发生什么事呢
？They may be wondering that, okay, Jesus is resurrected, so what's going to happen now?
或者说，哎，主耶稣复活了，这太好了。那我们就好好享受我们的人生吧，因为未来有保障了。
Or maybe that this is wonderful because now our future is certain.
这是他们对他们人生使命的迷惑。
And this is a confusion of their lives of mission.
当我们信主之后哈，那我们自己原先的对人生的理解是完全不一样了。
Because after we become a believer, that our view about life has been completely changed.
我们原先我们的人生的理想。有梦想，有价值观，希望在美国取得怎么样的一个生活
？Maybe before we became a Christian, that maybe we have our ideal, ideals of life, our dreams, our values.
简单来说，都是为着我们自己，或者说为着我的家庭。
Simply put, is that it's all for ourselves or for our family.
但是现在呢，为着荣耀上帝，为着神的国度，为着他人。
But now it's different. It's for the glory of God, for God's kingdom, and for other people.
原先是我们以自我为中心的一个生活的空间。
Initially, that we were really called self-centered.
现在是以一个上帝、神的国度为生活的这样的一个主轴。
But now is that we are centered around God's kingdom.
可能我们只是常常想哈，这样我们的舍己牺牲好像挺不值的。
Maybe sometimes we think that to deny ourselves, it seems like it's not worthy.
但是你有没有想到，主带领我们进入一个更广阔的人生空间
？But now, Trust God that He's leading us to a broader horizon of life.
当你去给予的时候，当你去爱人的时候，你的心里就充满了喜乐和满足。
When you give, when you love, that your life is full with gratitude.
我们的人生被赋予截然不同的意义，可以说就又重新活了一次。
So our purpose, our meaning is very different. It seems like we're living a second life.
这就是复活的生命临到了我们。
And this is the power, this life of resurrection has arrived in our lives.
所以在马太福音二十八章十八节，主耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都给我了。”
So and then Jesus continues says that he came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has given to me."
耶稣已经拿到了这个权柄，然后他要差派他的门徒。
So he has the authority now, and then he is going to send his disciples.
今天在你人生成长的道路上，你可能还会有疑惑吗？
So you, in this path of your faith is growing, that you may still have a doubt.
作为一个基督徒，是否这些还是你的问题？
Or are these still the problem that you're dealing with?
我的人生该为什么而活？我一定要圣洁对付自己的罪吗？
So what,
我是否一定要爱神爱人？
So what can I live? How can I live? Must I be holy? Must I love people? Love God?
我是否一生一定要做见证传福音？我是否一定要做主的门徒
？Must I share the good news and be disciples of Jesus？
当你在教会待久了，这些应该都不是你的问题。
When you've been in the church long, then these should not be the questions you're asking.
大家知道吗？新的人生从选定目标开始。
You know that a new life begins with a chosen goal.
我在很久以前曾经讲过一个例子。
Many long time ago, I shared a story with you.
在撒哈拉沙漠哈有一个村庄，那里的百姓在很久以前他们是走不出来的。
So there is a village in a Sahara desert, and these are the village people. Some reason that they cannot get out of their village.
无论是走了半个月或是走了一个月，他们要希望走出去，但是又回到原点。
They try to leave for half a month or a month, and at the end they always return to their village.
一个探险家来到他们当中。
And then a explorer came among them.
了解了这个情况哈，就教导一个年轻人。
I understood their situation, and then he taught a young man in that village.
你怎么可以走出去呢？他教着他夜晚如何辨别北极星。
So he says that hey, at night you look up the sky and then you find the North Star.
这个年轻人呢，就在借着夜晚就看着北极星，最终带领村民走出了这个与世隔绝的村落。
And then this young man followed the North Star at night and finally took the village people out of the village.
这个村民的生活啊，就发生了巨大的变化。
And then their lives actually changed.
跟外界有了交流。
Because now this village is connected to the outside world.
那后人呢，就为了纪念那位年轻人哈，就给他树立了一个铜像，铜像哈，在上面写着。
And then so later the village people to commemorate this young man, and then he set up a statue, and then has a word under the statue.
新生活从选定目标开始。
It says a new life begins with a chosen goal.
今天每一个基督徒，我们人生的目标，我们人生的北极星是谁呢
？So for Christians, which one? Who is our North Star?
就是我们的主耶稣。
That is Jesus.
就唯有跟随他
，Only follow him，
我们才能找到人生的动力和使命。
And we can find our motivation and the mission.
就像我们刚才诗歌所唱到的，你肯吗？主耶稣复活后，他要赐给我们一个像他一样的生命。
So just like the hymn we sang, "Are you willing? Are you able?" And because he wants to give us a life that is a resurrected life, new life.
是的，你可能说是你肯，但是那可能吗？你肯，但是那不是你的能力，那是主耶稣复活的大能，圣灵的大能必要来临到你。
We may say that we're willing, but we probably will not be able.But because we need this power from above, that He will give us this power to enable us.
所以主耶稣复活后，让我们不要疑惑，带着属天的使命前行。
So After Jesus, after the resurrection, the let us not doubt, and then follow him, we follow him.
我们再看第三点，不要忧愁。
And then the third point is that do not grieve.
在以马忤斯的路上哈，耶稣就来见他的门徒。他问他们哈，说你们走路谈论的是什么事呢？
So on the road to Emmaus, the disciples were discussing, and Jesus came along and asked them, "What are you discussing?"
他的门徒就站住，是两个人哈，他们脸上带着愁容。
And then these disciples were grieved, were sorrowed.
这里我们看到他们心里忧愁，他们知道耶稣被钉十字架，他们素来所盼望拯救以色列的耶稣，竟被祭司长和官府解去钉了十字架。
Because they believe that this Jesus, who was will be redeemed Israel, but he was handed over to the chief priests and the rulers and sentenced to death and crucified.
他们也听到妇女说看到耶稣的复活。
And then they even said the women also saw that he was he's alive.
这些都令他们无所适从，不明白。
So they were puzzled. They were amazed that they don't understand.
本来他们有个很明确的方向，就是跟随着主耶稣来拯救以色列。
They originally had the direction that Jesus is going to lead them and then to redeem the Israel.
但是呢，这个方向突然断了，好像。
It seems like this is direction that got shattered.
然后耶稣怎么对他们来讲呢？耶稣对他们说：“无知的人呐、啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信的太迟钝了。
”And then Jesus said to them and said, "How foolish you are!" andHow slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken.
耶稣并没有像批评多马一样啊，而是说他们的信心太迟钝了。
He did not criticize them like Thomas, but he just said that their heart is too slow to understand.
移动的太慢了，情况已经发生变化了，而他们的信心还是没有跟上。
The situation has already changed, but they're just too slow to follow.
没有更多的明白，信心的成长变得缓慢。
They're slow. Their faith was too slow to grow.
甚至可以说太缓慢了。
It's too slow.
他们的信心停止在耶稣复活前了。
And then they only stuck into the before resurrection.
这也是他们疑惑或忧愁的原因。
And that's the reason that they were grieving.
22年前我来美国哈，那时的美国很美，信仰也很美。然后我们做见证的也常常用这个国家来为信仰做见证。
And then, so 22 years ago, when I came to this country, and this country was actually is a beautiful country, and I even use this country as an example to share that how wonderful our faith is.
但是今天我们都说不清这个国家的信仰将何去何从。今天美国的属灵环境是国际的大环境都发生了巨大的变化。
Now we can't really say about the faith of this country, and then all these. Climate, the spiritual climate has been changed so greatly.
然后你再看到几年前的疫情和选举，让我们的弟兄姐妹信心受挫。
And then pandemic and also elections, they really have shaken our faith in our brothers and sisters.
你的信心经历这几年成长了吗？
Is your faith have gone through all this that has been growing?
是停止了吗？还是甚至后退了吗？
Or stuck, or even retreated?
还是你的信心不能理解和明白目前的这个国家乃至世界所发生的变化。
And then you could not really understand what's going on with this world, and then your faith just got stuck.
你的信心会停留在过去吗？
Is your faith stuck in the past?
如果基督徒在未来这个世界上就要受到迫害的话，你还会成为坚定的跟随主耶稣的人吗？
In the future, if our faith is being persecuted, would you still stay as a Christian?
这些都是实际而真实的问题。
These are real and real questions that we need to answer.
启示录让我们看到神在末世要开启的计划。
Book of Revelation showed us what's going to happen in the end time.
我们要有一个身体的难处、经济的难处、家庭生活的难处，还要越过目前环境的艰难，甚至未来更大的艰难。
And we have difficulties in our body, economy, our family, and then we know that our environment is going to change, so we're going to face some more and more difficulties in the future.
但是这要求我们的信心不能停止前进，我们的信心不要迟钝，不要停止不前，而要再攀信心高峰。
So our faith cannot just get stuck in the past, or just being just we need our faith to go a higher ground.
在约翰福音21:17哈，耶稣第三次对彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？
Jesus in John said this three times to Peter, said that, do you love me more than these? Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him three times, do you love me?
彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说你爱我吗就忧愁。
So he was grieved.Because Jesus asked him three times.
他对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。
So he said, Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you.
然后耶稣怎么说呢？你喂羊，我的羊。
Then Jesus replied that, feed my sheep.
彼得为什么忧愁呢？
Why is Peter grieved?
他深知自己的软弱，他爱耶稣，他知道他自己做不到。
Because he knew he loved him, but he is not able to reach that.
他不能保证自己不会再一次跌倒。
Because he could not guarantee that he will not fall again.
他也不能保证是否还会再否定主耶稣。
He will not guarantee that he will not deny him again.
即使他的决心是坚定的。
Even though he is so determined.
所以头两次他都这样回答主耶稣。
So,
主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
So in the past two replies, he said that you know that I love you.
当耶稣第三次问他的时候，他的心里就无比的难过。
So when Jesus asked him the third time, he was really grieved.
他为自己曾经的跌倒难过，也为自己是未来是否可以坚定的跟随主忧愁。
Because he was sad that for the past that he denied him, and he was not sure that he can really guarantee that he will not deny him again.
所以他不敢再讲大话，他向主诚实的又忧伤的说道：“主啊。”你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。
So he could not boast. So he said that, you know that, you know all things. You know that I love you.
你知道我爱你，你也知道我的软弱。
You know I love you, and you also know that I'm weak.
彼得为自己的软弱忧愁，但是主耶稣呢，却没有在这件事情说，彼得，你不要忧愁。
So even though he was grieved, but Jesus did not say, grieve not.
他甚至没有说哈，你乐观起来就好了。
Oh, just be, you know, optimistic.
保罗也说到，我们需要为自己的软弱和罪忧愁。
Paul even said that we need to grieve. We need to have a godly grief.
因为这样的忧愁对我们是有益的。这样的忧愁怎样我们产生反省，怎样我们产生行动。
And then this kind of grief that is beneficial and also examine our heart so that we have motivation.
所以神让彼得在软弱中刚强的方式，在跌倒中爬起来的方式是喂羊，数的羊。
So Jesus called Peter and said to overcome his grief is to feed my lamb.
我们教会的弟兄姐妹，如果你还在软弱当中，还找不到人生的方向，
Brothers and sisters, if you are stillweak and you are lost in direction.
这两剂药是我们应当喝的。
So there are two medications you need to take.
依照神的意思忧愁，这是其一。然后第二点，喂养主的羊，起来服侍。
So one is to have a godly sorrow, and second is that feed my lamb.
所以喂养主的羊是给每个神儿女的命令。我们虽然软弱，但是神还要使用我们。
Even though we are weak, but feeding.His lamb is asking us to serve him, and that is a calling that he's for everyone.
如果我们只是在那里哀哼自己的软弱，然后叹息自己的软弱，这样的忧愁是叫人死。
So if we only complain about our weakness, only sighing for our weakness, and this kind of sorrow will lead us to death.
那是没有益处的。你过多的关注自己的软弱，你会更软弱。
Because if we only focus on ourselves, and we're going to be weaker and weaker.
而是我们要起来，把我们的眼目专注在主耶稣身上，专注在服侍他人的需要上，让我们看到彼得的生命就是这样改变的。
We need to get up, and then we need to serve. That's how Peter's life changed.
不为软弱忧愁，信心的眼睛看到主的得胜。
Because we are not going to be stuck in grieving our weakness, but we just raise our eyes to see it.Our Lord's victory.
然后我们就来到我们的结尾。 我们害怕是因为担心自己可能受到伤害，感到疑惑呢，是因为我们的信心的不足，忧愁呢，则是觉得我们自己做不到。
So in conclusion, that we worry, because we worry about that we will get hurt. We doubt, because our faith is not enough, and we grieve because we think that we're not good enough.
你们的生活当中有你们的这样的一个害怕、疑惑和忧愁。对我来说呢，我可能担心我的恩赐、体力和能力是否够用。
But to you, maybe you care about your fear, your doubt, and your grief. But to me, is that I worry about whether I can have enough talents and abilities and strength.
然后我在这个职位，我担心我自己能否胜任。
And then in my position, I worry about whether I'm competent in my position.
那我会感到困惑，因为在这个目前的这样的一个时代，我们在处于何种样的时代。
And then I worry about what kind of a time that we are in.
那和彼得一样，我也有同样的忧愁，担心自己哪一天会失败，会辜负主的爱。
And then I also have the same feeling with Peter that am I good enough? Am I be able to live up to the love that I receive from the Lord?
记得圣经讲到的那大有能力的先知以利亚吗？
Remember the prophet Elijah?
他可以勇敢面对450个巴利先知，他有那个时候。
He was all by himself faced the 450 Baal's prophets.
然后却在之后害怕逃跑，并向神抱怨。
And then after that, he fled.And you know, with terror, and then also complain to God.
I think
we all have that situation.
但是更多的，我们是是否这样的情况越来越少？我们常常用基督复活得胜的眼光来看我们的人生，看我们周围的环境。
And hopefully, that this situation will get less and less. That by we use God's, this resurrected life that we face our life.
当耶稣复活后，他对他的门徒说：“不要害怕，不要疑惑。”要去，要喂养我的羊。
Because Jesus called his disciples, "Fear not, doubt not, but go and feed my sheep."
所以，这个不是心灵的鸡汤。
This is not chicken soup for the soul.
不是空洞的言语。我说啊，你们要加油啊，你们要多用力啊，你们要刚强壮胆。
Yeah, this is not empty talk. Just saying that, rah rah, do your best.
这是主耶稣实实在在。对他的门徒所讲的话，也是对我们每个人所讲的话。
But this is real. Jesus talked to, told his disciples that he's also talking to us.
主耶稣的复活证明了他的大能，也证明了上帝所有的应许都是真实可靠的。
So Jesus' resurrection has proved his power, also proves that the promises are real, trustworthy.
然后他复活之后，他不是高高在上。
After his resurrection, he was not just high in the sky.
以弗所书一章十九节讲到，并知道他向我们做所信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活。
And his power actually is incomparable, great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength that he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms.
他说这样的能力。要向他所信的人显现，这是什么样的能力呢？这是复活的能力。下面紧接着讲，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不单是今世的，来连世的，也都超过了。
And this power is exerted to us, and this power is far above all rule, authority, power, dominion, every name that is invoked, not only in the present age but also in the one to come.
然后呢？然后怎么讲？又将万有伏在他的脚下。使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And then and God placed all things under his feet and appointing him to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
那意味着他的能力就是在基督徒每天的平凡的生活当中，在教会当中，神保守他的儿女，在带领他的教会。
And then this power is leading us in everyday Christian life, in our church life.
我也常常想，主啊，你的能力在哪里彰显呢？
I say that, Jesus, where is your power displayed?
今天早上我们的布道班还在谈到这个问题。这是你常问的问题吗？
We talked about this in our seekers class.
但是当我们站在今天的这个时候，你回头一看，
But when we look back,
你过去所做的事情，教会所成就的一切，都不是一个个人，我们人所能成就的。
What you did, what the church has done is not just something that we one person is able to do.
谁能成就改变人的这样的一个大能呢？
Who can change us this, with the power of, with this great power?
在我们的家庭生活当中，你知道改变你的儿女，改变你的配偶有多难？
You know that how difficult it is to change your spouse, your children.
但是今天我们看到，当他们来到教会，当他们相信跟随主耶稣的时候，神的能力在改变他们。
And we know that when they come to church and become believer, a follower, their lives is changing.
当你在教会，在基督徒当中看不到他的能力的时候，你要改变你的眼光。
When you cannot see the power in people's lives, that you need to change the perspective.
用主的眼光来看生命改变的大能。
And to see from the God's perspective, that lives are changing.
那可能不是让你挣钱的能力。
It's not the ability to make money.
那可能不是让你疾病马上就好。
Or to be healed from sickness.
那可能不是让你在职场当中马上升官。
Or be elevated to a higher position in company.
充满了成就。
Or to be very successful.
但是你的心意却一天天更新。
But your mind is renewed.
更温柔，更信实，更良善，更为主耶稣的节制。
Yeah, more gentle and a gooder, better.
这是神的大能。
And that's the power of God.
他要预备他的百姓回到那永远的天国。
And to prepare his people to be with him in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
弟兄们，我讲的这么兴奋哈。
I'm very excited.
可以这样。感谢赞美主吗？
And can we all say that praise God?
讲到心里的火热。
Because God's word can will just ignite our heart.
我看到你们生命的改变。
Because I saw your life changed.
你自己有否看到？
Have you seen yours?
有否看到他人生命的改变？
That your lives have changed.
要么常常从主的眼光来看到。
So see the change from God's perspective.
所以我们用心体会，用信心的眼光去观察，然后记得读经祷告，支取他的能力。
And to be in our lives that we read God's word, we pray.
这样的能力从我们的内心，从我们的精神状态，从我们的平凡的生活当中展现出来的。
And then so that this power can be displayed in our just ordinary life.
所以我们要再次记住主说的话，不要害怕，不要疑惑，你们要去，使万人做我的门徒，来喂养我的羊。
So remember, fear not, doubt not.And go and make disciples of all nations.
好，我们来低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Thank you, Lord. We praise you.
谢谢你在我们身上，在我们过去的生命中所成就的大功。
All the work that you have done in our lives.
当我们思考这些的时候，都是你复活的大能。
When we ponder these, this is all the power of the resurrection.
我们也再一次借着这个复活节的日子来到你的面前来仰望你。
And on this Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, we also look up to you.
我们知道你复活的大能还要继续在我们的生命当中做工。
We know that the power of resurrection continues in our lives.
来改变我。
And change me.
来改变我的家庭。
Change my family.
来让我的教会充满了使命和动力。
And to change our church to have a life and motivation.
让我带着你的使命进入到社区，进入到神的国度，这个广阔的世界来传讲你的福音。
And go into the community and to the world to share the good gospel.
主啊，我们赞美你，你复活的大能临到我们。
And we praise you for the power of resurrection come to us.
我们也把我们教会中，无论是在癌症中治疗的，身体中有难处的，婚姻、职场。一切的有难处的弟兄姐妹和我们的朋友交托在你的手上。
And we just raise up those who has cancer treatment, any physical illness, our family, and our work.
我们知道你圣灵的大能正在工作。
And we know that your Holy Spirit is working in progress.
我们仰望你，继续把他们交托在你的手中。
So we raise them up to you.
让他们降服在你的里边，来接受你复活生命的大能。
And so that they can surrender their lives and to receive the power of resurrection.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen.